Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
It was a very warm summer day when Jesus and his disciples stopped at the well of Sychar to have a drink of refreshing water. You read about the story in John's Gospel, chapter 4. It was high noon and very hot. A woman came to draw water, and Jesus asked her to draw water for him. This initiated a conversation between a woman who was a Samaritan and Jesus. Now, Samaritans and Jews were hostile to each other. That day, Jesus told her things about herself that even shocked her. Jesus then asked her to return to her village and to bring back a crowd with her. "This man told me everything I ever did," she explained, and a large group wanted to meet this Jesus, allegedly from Nazareth. As the Samaritans, dressed in white to repel the heat, made their way through the fields of grain, Jesus told the disciples, "Lift up your eyes unto the fields, for they are white unto harvest." His reference was not to the grain, but to the men and women coming to hear what he had to say. Fields white unto harvest. Today, when fields that are white unto harvest are mentioned, I think of Asia, where half of the world's population resides, with its Buddhism, animism, and Hinduism. I think of the Far East, where far more than 1.6 billion people follow Mohammed. I think of Africa, where paganism often reigns supreme, and Latin America, where many know the name Jesus Christ but have no personal relationship with him. Whoa, hold steady. Do you happen to think of your neighborhood where you live? If we're talking about reaching the unreached, do you have to go to Bible school and get training, take 2 years to raise support, and then cross an ocean to reach the unreached? I'm thinking of a woman whose story I once told on Guidelines, who realized that there was a flood of immigrants who had moved into her neighborhood. Often as unwelcome guests because they spoke no English, they didn't dress like everyone else, and they were not appreciated. She began by reaching out to some of the women, volunteering to help them get their kids in school, providing food and basic essentials, helping them learn English. Retired Major Frank Butzko goes into a men's prison every week. There he discovered there were a significant number of Chinese men who had been confined there until their visa situation could be straightened out. They spoke little, if any, English. So Butzko procured some of our Guideline publications in Chinese and began striving to break down the walls of separation. Finishing the task of reaching the unreached starts right where you are, not at some geographic spot on Earth thousands of miles away. Shortly before Elizabeth Elliot's death, I stumbled across a recording of an interview I did with her years ago. I said, "Today we have a generation of people who never knew your husband Jim Elliot. What kind of a man was he?" She replied, "Unlike many today who ask the question, 'Who am I?' he asked, 'Whose am I?'" Referring to Paul's statement to the Corinthians, "You are not your own." He belonged to Jesus Christ, and he did his bidding. And when you reach out to your neighbors and friends who need an understanding of who Jesus is, you're helping to finish the unfinished task right where you live. God may not hold you responsible for going overseas, but he will hold you responsible for what you can do right where you are.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.